Ah, France, its beautiful coast, its dreamy sand beaches. Well, yes, that's all great, but what about taking a dip in Paris? And more precisely, in the Seine, the river that crosses the city from east to west. Sounds dirty? Well, Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo has promised, as part of the city's bid for the 2024 Olympic Games, that Parisians will be able to by 2024. Right now, the water isn't clean enough, and its brownish color doesn't make it very appealing. According to the Paris Health Authority, the water is alive with bacteria that can harm your health. But Celia Bloel, the deputy mayor in charge of the environment and water, says it will happen nonetheless.
Yeah, this is like a big goal that we have with the city of Paris, but beyond the Olympic Games, the idea is to have an heritage for the people of Paris to be able to swim in the River Seine and to have like long-term beaches within Paris.
With boats passing through the river all day long and water treatment plants that reject unclean water, well, Paris still has a long way to go.
The quality of water is the issue. I mean, lots of people made promises about swimming in the River Seine, but that is the issue we have to solve right now. The thing is that for decades now, the River Seine is getting in better quality. The best evidence we have about that is like the number of species of fishes within the river. There were just only two species in the 70s, and now there are like more than 30 in Paris. So that's a good point. But since we have to work on quality, that means mainly work on sewage water that are still going within the River Seine. So that's what we are working on it, but I'm very optimistic about it.
There's also the issue of finding the perfect site that will both be used by athletes and Parisians once the games are over. The Parisian Town Planning Workshop was tasked by the mayor to find those sites. Dominique Alba, its general director, says they found 9 places that could fit the criteria put in place.
The sites that we proposed to work on more precisely were chosen because of their full accessibility. First, you have to be able to go there with a car, with people that are not able to walk. So that's very important. Second thematic was the large space on the bank, so that you can rest, you can have all the services you need when you go to swim. Also, minimum of constraints according to the necessity of the river users, for the port, for the boats. As you know, they have many boats in the center of Paris, so you have to be able to protect the people for that. Everybody thinks it's a little bit dangerous to swim in Paris if you haven't a sort of protection on the water.
Now it's time to move to the northeast of Paris, where inhabitants like to relax by the Canal Saint-Martin and the Bassin de la Villette, a man-made pond that's 1 kilometer long. The Bassin used to provide locals with fresh water, but it's now just mostly used by boats, rowers and amateur fishermen. But this summer, the city will open up its waters to swimmers. The water here is much cleaner than the one flowing down the Seine, and poses no threat to health, according to the city. Starting this July, nets will be installed as to create a free natural pool for Parisians to enjoy. And this is precisely what Martin Morales, a member of the Laboratory of Urban Swimming, has been calling for years. His association has been organizing mass swims, sometimes illegal, here and in the Canal Saint-Martin for years. He explains why.
Laboratoire des baignades urbaines is a collective of people that gathered around the one idea to reclaim the swimming water of Paris and all the canals and the Seine, and being able to swim again in those public spaces. Just decided to swim, so the people who enjoy swimming. Eventually what happened was that we started to organize what we called like pirate swimming, and it was at the beginning, it was only like maybe 20 to 30 people, and we were just like, everyone was kind of staring at us like, oh, you're dirty and stuff. And the last summer, it was like 2,000 people around the canal.
It's sunny and warm in Paris today, and looking at the light blue-colored water, well, it's hard not to want to take a dip. Bloel says that's something Parisians have been asking for years.
Yeah, I think people of Paris are very much keen about that issues. That's what we see on the Bassin de la Villette and definitely with the success of the riverbank that just opened back since 1 year now. People feel like, I guess, like going back to the River Seine is going back to more an inclusive city where you can meet people, have fun in a more quieter city, less polluted. It's all that issues that I really like, how we build the 21st century city that I gather on the bank of the river. So people are calling for that, and I hope that that we can answer that quite quickly.
Paris is far from being the only city in the world and in Europe trying to reconnect with its river. Morales says other cities around the globe have already done that.
Well, in London, they have this huge pond just behind St. Pancras, and people are kind of very enthusiastic about it, and the city just paid for that pond to exist. In Switzerland, they are cleaning the river, many other places where you have more freedom in urbanism and installation than in France.
Despite the appearances, this pool is not just about swimming and leisure. In a sense, the outdoor pool in the Bassin will help Parisians reconnect with the canal. For years, the city of Paris and the regional authorities were against authorizing urban swimming, but things are changing. Loel?
It's a massive investment, and it's just not about swimming only. The idea is that water is like really fragile resources, and beyond swimming, it's about protecting that important resources that we all need, that is vital. It's fighting against climate change, so we need whatever to make that investment to be able to say that in 20, 30 years we can provide people with fresh and good quality water, whatever happened.
Now Paris reclaiming its waters is already inspiring entrepreneurs and architects. Sophie Picotti, Romain Desantis and Axel de Stempa were one of the winners of Que Faire, a competition organized by the City Hall and the Pavillon de l'Arsenal aimed at fostering and financing original ideas. The trio's Îlot Vert or Green Islands will be tested on the Bassin de la Villette in July 2018. Sophie Picotti, who is sitting at a café overlooking the Bassin, explains what her project is all about.
The Îlot Vert cleans the canal, promotes the urban swimming and aims to sensitize the Parisian to recycling and clean energy. It's made from the garbage of the Seine, especially the plastic bottles. We have like different units. The basic units include the waste from the Seine, and the additional modules give access to the Parisian, or like, for example, we can integrate the vegetation, or we can have floating garbage capturing the dirty plastic. We also think about having a solar distillation concept. That means that we want to purify the water.
While most Parisians wouldn't be against the idea of taking a dip in the Bassin, most of them will point out its filthiness. It's not rare to see a bottle or a plastic bag just floating away. Oh, well, yes, there's one just right there. Sophie says they aim to clean it with the Green Islands.
So what we want to do exactly is to clean the scene, to show that we clean the scene, and we want to the people like aware about that. They want like we want them to learn about it, like educate people, sensitize people about the pollution and how we can have the recycling and make like dirty plastic bottle into like turn them into clean plastic bottle.
And once Paris gets the green light for sand bathing, well, the island will be able to move around. But this will happen in more than a year. Right now, it's hot and sunny in Paris, but swimming in the canal will have to wait until this summer. That's a shame, but maybe I'll just put a foot in the Bassin. Oh, that's cold. Fabien-Jeanique Charbonnel for RFI in Paris.